Sons of Thunder by Giles Christian. Read by Philip Stevens.
Men with arms of iron drove the tired spruce oars through the snaking Frankish river. Brothers, now in slaughter, Saxon, Dane, and sword Norse, fled the emperor's anger far from fjord and mountain, across the storm-tossed sea, and a hoard of fame was waiting. Raven Saga. Prologue. Have you ever sailed in a longship? Not a stubby, robust gnaw, laden with trade goods and wallowing like a pack horse across the sea, but a sleek, deathly quick, terror-stirring thing. A dragon ship. Have you ever stood at the bow, with the salt wind whipping your hair, as Ran's white-haired daughters cream beneath the beast's strong, curving chest? Have you travelled the whale road, with wind-burnt warriors, whose rare skill with axe and sword is a gift from mighty Odin, Lord of War? Men whose death work feeds the wolf and the eagle and the raven. I have done all this. It has been my life, and though it would make those skirt-wearing white Christ followers sick with disgust and fear, I shouldn't wonder. I have been happy with my lot. For some men are born closer to the gods than others. By the well of Urd, beneath one of the roots of the great life tree, Yggdrasil, the Norns, those sisters of fate, of present and future, take the threads of men's lives and weave them into patterns full of pain and suffering, glory and riches and death. And their ancient fingers must have tired at the spinning of my life. Ah, but wait. The ale has greased my tongue and it slides ahead of itself. Come in, Arnor. Come, flatten some straw. Gungle, we have all night ahead of us and very far to go. That is if my old head has not leaked memories like a rotten pail. Last night, you heard just the beginning, slurped merely the froth from the mead horn. Now, together, we shall drink more. That's it, Hallfred. Stir some life back into the embers. Make the flames dance. Make them leap like the fires of Volan's own forge. Yes, yes, there you go. Ingvar, give that threadbare hound of yours something to eat for the love of Thor. He's been chewing some poor clod's shoe for the last hour. Is young Runa not here? That is a shame. There's nothing like a plump pair of tits to make an old man add a little more guilt to his tale. I'm no skald, I admit. My only song has been the sword song, the whisper of the great bearded axe as I made it dance before my enemy's shield wall. But skulls venture so far up their own arseholes that a man cannot smell the flowers amongst the farts. In their tales they paint Sigurd as one of the Aesir, the gods of Asgard, his sword the slayer of mountain giants. Their raven is a red-eyed monster, an ugly death-sowing beast. Pah! What do they know? Did they ride the whale road with Sigurd the Lucky? Whoresons! Sigurd was a man. His sword was like any other sword, a thing forged of iron and steel by another man who knew his business. As for myself, am I a monster? I was handsome, after a fashion. I was young, anyway, and that is good enough. I had grown from carpenter's apprentice, from a boy skulking on the toe end of his village, to a wolf amongst a pack of wolves. I was part of a fellowship of warriors. I had become a rider of the wave.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?